Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I want to, first of all, before going any further, continue to thank our sponsor, Fluidigm Corporation. They have been a sponsor of AgWired.com and, of course, the Zimcast as well. And if you'd like to know more about how they are involved in plant and animal biotechnology, you can go to Fluidigm.com and just do a keyword search there, and I'm sure that'll take you into the section on their website, which tells you all about how they want to accelerate and enable your biotechnology research. So thank you to our sponsor. In this week's program, I'm going to feature an interview that Cindy conducted with Lindsay Hill. She is one of the owners of ABN Radio, along with her husband, and she was the moderator of a panel discussion called Speaking for Agriculture that took place at the NAMA Trends in Agriculture Conference, and that was combined or overlapped with the NAFB convention as well. So they're going to talk about, I think, rural lifestylers and effects on agri-marketing and a number of issues, and you can hear that coming up now.
Right, I'm here at the opening session for NAFB with Vice President Lindsay Hill with ABN. And Lindsay, why don't you tell us a little bit about what we had here? What we had was a joint session here between NAMA and NAFB. It's about the third year that we've done this, I think. And why don't you tell us a little bit about what the panel was and why you chose this topic?
Well, you know, this presents a wonderful opportunity for us because this gathering in Kansas City brings together all of agribusiness being represented as well as all of these farm broadcasters. So a few years ago, we got the idea that we really ought to share a session and talk about some of the issues that are impacting all of us. And that's what this session was all about. And our panel today was really addressing kind of the changing face of agriculture. And as we move forward, you know, talking about that social contract that we have between consumers and producers, looking at how consumers view farmers today and how that has changed over the years, and talking about how do we as agri-marketers get out there and reach consumers? What is it that they really want? And, you know, what are the challenges that we're faced with in being able to deliver what they want and also to deal with some of those myths that they may have about production agriculture today? And that was really kind of at the heart of what today's discussion was all about.
And we had a good group of panelists here. One of them, Gary Bass, who is a lawyer, and he talked a little bit about some of the litigation issues that he had that he's seeing and that agriculture is seeing. And one of his comments, his opening comment, was the social contract between the producer and consumer is broken. What's your response to that?
Well, you know, he's absolutely right, and we've seen these issues over the years. We move from the court of public opinion, now we are truly in the courtroom, and that is who is deciding these issues. And it doesn't matter if you look at environmental things and regulations and pesticide use, it doesn't matter if you look at livestock issues, we have moved to that point. And, you know, Charlie Arnott, one of the other panelists, made the point that consumers trust farmers, but they're not sure anymore that they trust agriculture. And we have to understand that and be able to put farmers out there in the forefront. You know, a few years ago, we moved away from calling people farmers. We started talking about them as producers because we thought that was more friendly to the consumer. And he's saying, you know, that really may not be the case. We need to be proud of farmers. We need to put them out there in the forefront, and we need to have them sharing their story. And that really is the way we can get in touch with consumers.
All right. Another one of our panelists was Tammy Craig Schilling with Monsanto. And if there's any company that really personifies some of the issues that we are facing, it's Monsanto. And there are people that actually actively hate Monsanto and put Monsanto on as the face of farmers in a lot of cases. What did you think about some of the things that Tammy had to say, especially in relation to the fact that people don't really care about the science, especially when it comes to genetically modified foods and things like that?
Well, Monsanto is in a really unique position because Monsanto is not only dealing with producers and the concerns that they have about tech fees and all of those types of things. At the end of the day, they still have to please consumers, and their products have to be something that is accepted on the consumer end. So they're having to deal with both sides of those issues, which makes her comments all the more intriguing to see how they're going about doing that. The other thing that I think is really significant about how Monsanto has changed is the fact that they're not just focused now on communicating to producers. They've had to shift their focus to communicating on behalf of producers. Producers have said to them, we need your help. We need you to be out there advocating on our behalf. And so that is where a big part of their focus has now shifted.
And now, another one of our panelists was
Bill Boehm.
And he was just formerly with Kroger, just retired from Kroger. And one of his main points was, you know, we have to really make sure we always keep in mind how different our industry is that compared to what it was just 25 years ago.
Well, you know, the thing that I really took away from Bill that I found kind of fascinating is he said, you know, it's not tough for us at Kroger to make decisions about the products that we're going to put on the store shelves. We're not listening to activist groups and letting them tell us what we want to put on the store shelf. We're looking at the bottom line, and the bottom line is we can see the dollars roll in, and the products that sell are the products that are going to stay on the shelf, and that's what we look to. And he said, you know, I think there's a misperception out there that we're just trying to listen to the consumer and guess what they want. He said the consumer is very clear in what they want. They buy what they want, and that tells us and gives us those answers.
And you brought up Charlie Arnott. One of Charlie's really interesting comments was that they found a lot in their research that consumers still hold farmers in high esteem, but one of the things that they found out in a lot of ways, and what we're talking about here, is consumers are, you know, he said consumers are from Venus and farmers are from Mars. In a lot of ways that we're trying to tell them different things than they really want to know. We're trying to tell them, look how scientific and technologically advanced we are, and they really don't care. And he came out with some other ways that we can address this whole issue and talk to consumers more on what they want to know.
Well, absolutely, and I think that's the thing that we have to realize is I think a few years ago we started as farmers, producers, whatever you want to call us, we started saying, okay, consumers want to know more. So we started pushing all of this science at them. And the bottom line is at the end of the day, consumers really don't care. You know, what's behind the curtain, by and large, they didn't want to see it and they didn't want to know about it. And so we were frustrated because we said, well, we thought you wanted to know more about where your food comes from. We're telling you what that is. So that clearly wasn't working. So we have to look and say, well, what does work? We see that consumers trust farmers. If a farmer tells them something, they're inclined to believe it. That is the same now as it was 10, 15, 20, however many years ago. So there's still a strength in being able to do that and to be able to deliver that message. And that it's not just about communicating with consumers, it's about answering the questions that they're asking. And sometimes I don't think we've actually listened to the true question that they're asking.
Now, you really personally lived through this here in the last few months in Ohio. Tell me about how some of the things that you heard on the panel today related to the campaign that went on in Ohio this past summer up until the election day, and how you think you prevailed in that amendment as a result of the way you communicated with consumers.
Well, in November, we passed by a 64%, so really a convincing margin, Issue 2, which relates to the creation of a livestock care standards board. And this is a new approach. We have seen a lot of states tackling these issues of livestock confinement and livestock animal welfare, but this is really a proactive and kind of a unique approach because we are assembling a board of experts, everything from food safety experts to veterinarians to farmers to consumers, and putting them together and saying, these are the folks who are going to make the decisions for Ohio moving forward about what's right for animal welfare. The thing that I like about that is some of this legislation that has passed in other states has been looking at one very small aspect, and that is just animal confinement. This board provides a much more robust approach to those issues, talking about biosecurity, food safety, and animal welfare as a whole, so it really allows us to have that conversation. What did we learn from going through all of this? This is the first time that I can say we have seen farmers in Ohio come together and they figured it out. It's no longer good enough to sit at home and do what we know how to do and be good at it. We have to be advocates. We have to be spokespeople. They came together, and it was truly a grassroots effort that led that campaign, and that's how we won. I think we did a lot of things right, and I think that the margin that we won by is indicative of that. So, you know, this is just a place to start. However, you know, what happens when you win? Well, you tick off the opposition, and they've already made it very clear they're coming back to Ohio, and we're going to see an HSUS-led, HSUS-driven ballot initiative next year. So we've won the battle. We're just now beginning the war.
One last thing. We talked about social media and the role of social media in communicating with consumers.
Well, obviously, you and Chuck, you know, kind of the king and queen of this issue. And we look at social media and we say, is it the best thing or the worst thing that's ever happened? Because on the negative side of things, all of a sudden, everybody's a reporter and everybody who has an opinion can get it out there and share it. And so we've seen, you know, especially these activist groups and some of these groups that are a little further from the mainstream now having a way to really resourcefully and powerfully get that message out there to, you know, the society as a whole. So that leaves us with the challenge of we have to be able to utilize that tool as well. I think it can be as good for us as we want it to be if we're really willing to embrace it and use it to its full strength and power. We're all left sitting here at this convention trying to figure out how do we really harness this social media thing, get our arms around it, and use it to our best benefit.
Thank you very much, Lindsay, and we're looking forward to a great NAFB convention. I'm Cindy Zimmerman reporting.
Well, that is the Zimcast for this week. I will be on the road the next couple weeks. Probably your next Zimcast will come to you from another country. If you keep your eye on AgWired this week, you'll find out what I'm talking about and where I am. So I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.